Okay, good afternoon, everyone. So it's third Sunday, so I will be speaking in English today. So it is 12th station. We've been kind of following the steps or scenes of Jesus towards cross or resurrection during the Lent. And today is the station 12. And the story is about the Jesus on the cross and his mother and one of his beloved disciple. And I couldn't think of any title for this message, so I just used the title of the station, which is Jesus Cares for His Mother. Then it took me like 1 hour to how I translate this in Japanese, and I couldn't, so I decided to use the English as it is. But Luis-san translated in really good way. Yes, 母を託すってここに書いてありますね。 Yes, 母を託す。 So today, we like to stop at the scene where Jesus cared for his mother and asked his disciple to take care of his mother. Let's pray. 一言祈りしたいと思います。愛する天の父様、受難週もいよいよ終わりに近づいてきました。来週の日曜日はいよいよあなたの復活をお祝いする時です。その前に、もう少し私たちは主よ、あなたの十字架の道に心を止めたいと思います。主よ、どうぞ今日も私たちが心を止めるこの御言葉から私たちに必要な糧を豊かに与え、また導いてくださいます。また復活の希望に向けて私たちの心が整えられ備えられ、そして共にイエス様の復活を来週の日曜日お祝いすることができますように、この1週間の歩みも主よ、どうぞあなたが共にいて祝福してください。すべてを感謝し、御手に委ねて愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So we have just read the passageAnd what did you think about it? Did you find something strange about this? Something strange? How do you call your mother? How do you call your mother?
お母さんなんて呼びますか？はい。
Mom?No woman. We don't call our mother woman. Maybe sometimes we might call not the mother, but the female. We might call a lady or miss, a missus or miss, but we don't call our mother a woman. Mom, mother, お母さん、お母ちゃん or whatever.
Mama.
Mama. Is that French? Mama? Mama? We don't callOur mother, woman. So this is a little bit strange. Jesus called his mother a woman. And this is really, really unique. Because as far as I know, Jesus called his mother a woman only twice in the Bible, I think. And this is the second time. Do you know that when was the first time? Anybody know?Yes, Cana, the wedding, at the wedding. And Jesus did the first miracle at the wedding. And in that wedding, Jesus called his mother a woman. And I just want to read that passage. It's John, it's the same book, John chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. John chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. So I'm going to just read it.On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was at Cana. No, Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine. And here Jesus says, Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, My hour has not yet come. It doesn't make sense. The mother Mary asked for wine, and Jesus replied, My hour has not yet come. It doesn't make sense. But this time Jesus called his mother a woman. In today's passage, Jesus called his mother a woman again. And probably, I think the Mary remembered the last time he called her woman. And he said, My hour has not yet come. And Jesus called her again today. Woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. So now the hour has come. The hour has come. Now is the time that Jesus has to leave his mother. Now is the time to accomplish his purpose on the earth and has to leave his mother soon. So now is the hour that he was talking about. And from today's passage, the first we would like to remember that God's time, God's hour. That God's hour has come. And Bible and Jesus himself repeatedly told us the time is coming. Time is coming. When Jesus lived on the earth, the people waiting for Messiah, they are waiting for the Christ. But today, we are also waiting for Jesus, the second coming. We believe Jesus went back to heaven, and we believe he is coming back to complete the kingdom of God. And knowing God's time is really important. Knowing God's time. But sometimes we make mistake about knowing God's hour, God's timing. Knowing God's timing does not mean to predict the exact date or hour that Jesus comes. But we do that sometimes. Some people think that God's timing is something you can predict. But Bible clearly said, nobody knows, even Jesus, even Holy Spirit don't know the time. Only Father, the God, knows the time. And that is not our business to predict when he comes. There is a signs. Jesus said, here's the signs, but Jesus didn't say, when, exactly when he comes back. But instead, he taught us to be prepared always, and keep watch. So knowing God's timing is not by predicting the date, but be prepared always. Are we prepared today? Are we prepared? I think most time we think, oh, Jesus won't come today. Maybe 10 years later, maybe could be 10 years later or 20 years later, could be, but maybe not today. But Jesus said, be prepared always, as if Jesus comes today. That is how we prepare for the God's timing. And number two, we'd like to remember from today's passage is when we talk about God's time and God's day, people get so excited. People get so excited and some people forget their life on earth. And this is happened in Japan. There is one congregation, denomination. There was someone who predicted the date. Okay, I heard God's voice. And it said, Jesus is coming very soon. Okay, 3 months from now, Jesus is coming. Be prepared. So many people from that denomination believed that. Some groups believed in that. And some of them quit their job. Because, you know, Jesus is coming in 3 months, and why we should work? We don't have to work anymore because we're going to heaven soon. We don't have to work. It's a waste of time. So some people quit their job and gathered and just praying and singing every day and, you know, spending their savings and eat together. And day had come. And nothing happened. And day passed. And people get confused. And some people get mad. And many people lost their faith and left the church. And this is really happened in Japan not many years ago. It is good to have hope and believe that Jesus is coming again. But at the same time, the Bible teaches us to live your life on the earth. Do what you have to do. Do what you should do. Work with your own hands. The Paul teaches this in the book of, I can't remember the book. Thessalonians, right? Thessalonians, the Paul teaches us, do your work, do work. And in the same letter, he also give them the hope that Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. But at the same time, do your work. The work you have today. And we'd like to go back to today's the passage. Jesus was about to die on the cross. And of course, he will be raised in the third day. And he will go back to heaven. So, the life on the earth really doesn't matter him because he's leaving very soon. But he still cares his mother, her life on the earth. If Jesus was saying, okay, life on earth is meaningless and, you know, don't worry about it and just have hope in the future and, you know, the earth is, you know, it's meaningless to you. But that's not true because Jesus wouldn't care his mother. But he cared his mother because his mother had, I don't know how many more years, but has to live on the earth a couple more years until she finishes life on the earth. And Jesus cared for that. And I think God cares for life on the earth. Sometimes we kind of misunderstand being faithful is not being a dreamer. Sometimes we might think it is faithful that, okay, I don't have a job, I don't have money, but I don't care because, you know, God is with me, I'm going to heaven very soon, so I'm not going to even look for a job or something like that. But that's not true. That's not true. Being faithful does not being unrealistic or just being a dreamer. Well, sometimes we tend to use as an excuse. We cannot use the faith for the excuse of running away from the problems we have on the earth. But instead, through that problem, through that trouble, God wants to teach us something. So number one, knowing God's time is about to be prepared. Be prepared always instead of predicting the time. And number two, at the same time, we live our life on the earth. We do what we have to do today, and we do what we should do today, according to God's guidance. So we talked about the future. We should be prepared. We should have hope for the future. And we learned about today. At the same time, we should live our life today on the earth. We should do what we can do today. And lastly, it's not in the today's passage. I just want to share one more thing, which is what we do about our past. For the future, we have hope and we prepare for it. For today, we live our life today here. Not being just dreamer, but with faith, we live our life today. But what we should do about our past? I think Bible is teaching us to be grateful, to be thankful about our past. And it is difficult, yes. When we look back our life, there are the things that we can be thankful, but there's other things that we cannot be thankful as well. But I think when we be thankful about our past is not just the life we have, but way back to 2,000 years ago, Jesus has already died for us and already forgave us and already promising us the forgiveness and the eternal life. And because of that, we can be grateful. If we have to be grateful about what God did in our life from where we were born, maybe it might be difficult because we have sad things and we have troubles, we have problems. But when we look back our life, we should look back all the way back to 2,000 years ago. Jesus has already died for you and resurrected. And because of that, we can live today. Because of that, we can have hope and we can be prepared for the future. Jesus cared his mother. Jesus was very realistic. He was really realistic, even in the great suffering, even in the middle of accomplishing God's amazing plan. He was realistic and he cared for his mother at the same time. And I think this is really important. We should have hope and we should be confident and we should be always trusting in God. But at the same time, we should live our life today with God and hope for tomorrow.
お祈りしたいと思います。Let's pray. 愛する天の父なる神様、あなたは十字架の上で今まさに御業を成し遂げようとされている時に、その苦しみのただ中におられる時に、神様の偉大な御業をされようとしている時に、目の前にいる一人の女性に、母に目を留めて、その残された地上での人生を思いやり、またその備えをしてくださいました。私たちは時に大きなことばかりに目がいってしまい、今日という日をおろそかにしてしまうことがあります。小さなことをおろそかにしてしまうことがあります。しかしよ、どうぞあなたがあなたの母を思いやったように、今日という日を、主よ、あなたの愛に従って歩むことが できますように。また同時にあなたがもう一度私たちを迎えに来てくださる、それは遠い先のことで今は関係ないことではなく、もしかしたらそれは今日かもしれない、明日かもしれない、いつあなたが来られても私たちの心が喜びで満ちますように、私たちがいつもあなたの御前にあなたをお迎えする準備ができますように、私たちを整え、また助けてください。あなたの十字架によって表された恵みと愛と、また力と約束を今一度覚えて委ねて、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。